checking in on the long-term unemployed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In about a half an hour, we'll get the March jobs report from the Labor Department, which will tell us how many jobs were added last month and what the new unemployment rate is. It'll also tell us how many people are considered long-term unemployed, meaning they've been out of work for 6 months or more. At last check, that figure was approaching 5 million. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore visited an employment center in the Bronx and spoke with some of those people.
Carlos Ramirez is 24. His unemployment checks are about to run out.
I've been unemployed since August. I was a parking attendant.
He's been looking for work as a mechanic.
It's really hard to get a job right now. I haven't got to college yet because I have to take care of my mother.
Unemployment checks are what stand between a lot of people and financial ruin. Crystal Arroyo is 25. She used to work at a laundromat. Her unemployment ran out 2 weeks ago.
Now my bills that I do have, they're getting backed up. I've been borrowing my sister, my mother.
One in five long-term unemployed people have at least a college degree. Akilah Matthews lost her job as an insurance analyst 7 months ago. All of her unemployment checks go to paying her student loans. But she's still optimistic.
As long as you keep believing, even in the down times, that, you know, something, some kind of opportunity will present itself.
She says competition for every job is fierce. Figures show it's taking longer and longer for the unemployed to find work. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.